after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Welcome to Life at Just Live, your boy Ceddie J. We're in the building, man. Glad to have you all, man. Another great show. And that was, you know, it brings the music in to bring ourselves into the show. Our first track was by Khalil Thomas, who's been on the show before with Chris Batson, and that was Rod. And of course, I got my co-host with the Moses in the building with me, Karen Lamont.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm in the building. What's up, everybody?
What's up? Oh, I tell you what's up. Oh, man, I saw that picture.
Oh, man.
That new Tara Lamont picture. Yeah. I was like, dang, she made me want to go celebrate 420 every day.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, no. You know, actually, that picture, I had bended that picture along with the other one that I was, like, showing my silhouette on the tree. And I just released it. I mean, I did have a couple of people. You know, I mean, well, two people actually comment kind of negative, but I don't know. I want everybody to know that I'm not concerned. I mean, I am concerned about certain people's opinions, but at the same time, I'm not. I'm going to do what I do regardless. I just don't understand where people come with these negative comments. Like, oh, what is your husband going to think? I'm like, why are you worried about my future husband and what's going on with me? Are you paying a bill over here? Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a penny, you pay the bill. Let me know what's going on, what bill you want to take. Y'all are so grateful. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, doing my thing. But that actually is a picture from a while ago. I just decided to release it. That's all, because it's already on the internet. I don't know how it got there, but it was there. So I'm like, hey, well, might as well post it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they like, that's the first picture where you've done some very sketchy pictures before, and that's not the first one. They like, this is the first one that you've done.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's not, I mean, I'm covered, you know what I'm saying? But in the same time, you can see a little more than what you did in the other picture, but I just don't.
But
like,
you're still covered, you still ain't giving up, you still ain't going, damn, chocha, you still ain't throw that into
our
face, so.
Right, and it's different, too. I'm like, that was from a year ago. People don't grew, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, y'all are seeing stuff that was before, you know, so people have to understand that. And then they tell me, like, oh, this is going to reflect on you. You act like I don't think about that when I first stepped into this career. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, I know what I'm doing. I know how this can affect my future. And therefore, I didn't have a problem with it. So I don't understand why people are so caught up in tearing. But I guess that's what happens in the entertainment world. So I'm positive. I'm happy that people even have me on the mind to speak negative and take the time out of their day. So I do appreciate the people that did like the picture. I appreciate your comments, Eddie.
Yeah, it was like, ooh. I don't even smoke it. I was about to go say, ooh, 420.
Lord have mercy.
Okay,
yeah,
so
today.
Yeah, we got a lot of news all over the place today. First story I would definitely want going on, and this is from a sad note, and this is about rapper Trina's brother was apparently shot and killed, and they got some pictures of Trina being hurt and whatnot. He has some pictures of the picture of her and her brother, and then there's another picture where they caught her sad, distraught. I mean, they were pretty much carrying her over being so sad and broken over the whole news.
Mhm. Yeah, it's getting more crazier out here, man. And, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, that, it's messed up. I can't say that. That's really messed up. But, I mean, people lose people every day. So, I really, you know, my condolences go out to Trina and her family.
That's definitely I mean, just to kind of go in and work so people have more of an insight, you know, as far as, okay, what was going on when this happened? Okay, so going a little more about that, man, this dude was 23, too, man. God, then he told you he was 23. He's still, man, still so much life to live. So, and apparently he was shot and killed outside of, dang, that's even worse. He was shot and killed outside of his mother's home. And they report that although he's had a few run-ins with the law when he was younger, he was not a violent person. It was not involved in any criminal activity whatsoever. He was a law-abiding citizen, a good Christian man, and a father of two. And yeah, and it's still right now. It's still unclear as far as why he was killed, and which is this whole thing happened this weekend over Saturday night, and yesterday was when he ended up found dying. This is, yesterday was in, when he passed.
Man, it's getting more crazier in the world, man. People, you know, some people just don't have a conscience nor have a heart. You know, they just kind of do stuff out of spite. So I do feel for that. That's messed up. But I mean, people are gonna pass judgment. Oh, he is probably a drug. You know, they're gonna come out watch the media go crazy with some crazy stuff. They're gonna try to find any dirt on him to pull him to make it look like he was a bad person that somehow he had it coming. You know, so I already know that's gonna happen. But I really hope, you know, Trina keep her head up. I know she will. She's a very strong willed woman. So yeah, that's just crazy. That's very sad.
Right, but it's crazy to see. It's always crazy with somebody that's like your younger sibling, or like if a parent has to bury your child. Those type of things that always confuse you because you feel, you know, you live life a little bit longer than that person. Yet you have to see this person live a lot less time on this earth than you, and it does throw you for a loop.
Mhm.
So, Trina, I definitely just wanted to say, you know, just shout out to you and just. You know, hold your head up high, get through it. I know it's not going to be an easy thing. It's never easy losing a loved one. And, you know, just know that we definitely over here at Life That Does Live, we got you up in the highest prayer. So just continue, you know, just try to make it as strong as you can through it. So, most definitely. All right, so we're going to go to our next story. Now, listen, man, this is about Usher, man. Usher, man, he's doing it up on the. So for those of you that didn't know already, you know, Usher is, you know, he's one of the judges on the Voice, you know, his show on ABC The Voice. And one of the things he did with his checks from The Voice was he got a $500,000 sports car. Ooh, it looks. And when y'all see it, it looks nice as hell.
It is nice. It is really nice.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Sir. And it's a brand out of the, and the car specifically is a brand new Porsche. And, oh, man. This is a Carrera. It's a Carrera GT, which is the most expensive Porsche that was made in 2013. And, of course,
as you say
it. It has been retailed for about $500,000. I love it.
Somebody's
oh my God, this was nice.
That's probably back in the 90s money too. He got play money. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know how it is when you got plenty of money, and so you already got plenty of money. That's how you know you got plenty of money when. You take a check from a show and you say, you know what, let me just go sit down and buy an expensive car. After you know you got some money. Then you got
exactly.
Then you got Justin Bieber. I mean, we can go down this whole list of things that this dude just, I mean, it's just all freaking day. So, oh, man. I mean, he just will be here all day. And every reason why he has that brand new car. And I'm going to go ahead and also let you all know, too, anytime you want to. So during the later part of the show, we will be opening the phone lines and ask you to share any of the stories we talked about today. You can definitely share your whole thought process on them. And that's at 347 202-0389 will be up in the lines and on the show. You share your opinions on it.
All right, so
what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to another music break, and then we come back, we're going to go on to some more news right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and girl, Tara Lamoske.
All right, so we're
going to go ahead and go to a track. Our next track is going to be by my girl, Red Shades, and this is Give Me More.
All right.
Hey, my name's Red Shade. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from around the way. Runaway girl, LL Cool J. And I only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil. So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all saying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A tribe called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity. Between all the legends and the new MCs, I'm new school meets, old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay stuggy fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Looked out for part two, no, I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
Moaning, they'll get it behind, baby, and let it confine. Arch up my back in the to the dame up against my window pane, staring out of my villa, my body shaking, I refrain. We crept to the session too, can we do this shit again? I told him I couldn't cause he would never be the same. He smiled and confessed and say that it's love he's trying to gain. Unfortunately, baby, your feelings are not the same. I'm the player, right, and loving me isn't part of the game. Replies that it's a shame, it stresses he understands. Gotta blame it on my pheromones, normally they're contained. If you think you catch your feelings, I hope you keep on withdrawing. I enjoy this single life, I ain't looking for me, and may give it to your brain.
Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if you will learn, I might say, baby, I may inquire if you stay in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, pretty be a alkaline, cheek, too leaky. I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, yet rather would be a lover. So what's the stubborn? Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if you will learn, I might just say, baby, I may inquire if you spend the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Baby, I could lie, cheek, blue leaky. I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wifey, I'd rather would be a lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option, if you will learn, I might say, baby, I may inquire if you spend the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Baby, I could lie, cheek, blue leaky. I can tell you don't do all the time. Maybe I'll get your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, be your brother, would be your lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option if he's willing to make. See, baby, I may inquire if you spend the night. Sure, and if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, please be your alkaline, cheek, booty, key up and say you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, your brother, would be your lover.
All right, welcome back to Life at Dust Live. A quick music break. Just had my girl Red Shade that was Give Me More, then followed by my girl Seven Gavea, and that was a track May I. And we're back with my girl Tara Lamont, my co-host with the most in the building.
Of course. I like that, though. I like that little dash of, like, old school. I was digging that first song, even that second song. Hit y'all with a little old school, a little slash new school. That was dope. I like that.
Yeah, Red always do that. Red always do that thing. She has her own exclusive stuff she does, and then she'll just go ahead and take an old school beat and just, like, go in on it.
Yeah, that was dope. I dig that. Man, I didn't even tell y'all. I had saw somebody at work. Y'all never guess who I saw. I had saw Charlie Baltimore. Y'all, if y'all don't know who Charlie Baltimore is, she is a rapper that was signed under Ja Rule back in the day. Man, that girl's beautiful, man. I had to, like, double take because at first I'm like, okay, I remembered her with the red hair. Well, she had, you know, the blonde hair going. But, man, she still got it. A lot of people, you know, at my job, like, oh, well, she's broke. She's this, she that. What's she doing in Michigan? You know, and I'm just like, y'all never know. But all I can say is, man, she carries herself well. I wouldn't say that she broke because you never know. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with people. No matter if she was signing a job or not, nobody knows what she's doing. She just been doing interviews on the Breakfast Club, you know. So, anyway, she was looking nice. She was looking real nice. She was real sincere. A real sweet person. I can say that. She was swagged out. She had her own little swag to her. It was dope.
You know, it actually said she was supposed to be coming to the show about a couple of months ago. And one of the things she's doing right now, she's actually been working more with her daughter right now because her daughter is actually with four
models. Yeah, shout out to her daughter, too, because she got I understand that she is doing an event, or I'm not too sure, but I know it's through L'Oreal Cosmetics. So, big shout-out to her daughter as well.
Right. So, I mean, like you said, people are hating, but you never know. She could be spending, you know how it is, like, especially when you're getting older and whatnot, and then, you know, now your children are old enough and they trying to find themselves in their career. She might be focusing more energy on trying to make sure her daughter does the best for them.
Exactly.
I mean, not everybody has to do music all their life. That's what people are not thinking about this.
Exactly, most definitely. Yeah, that's what I know she said that in her interview. She was saying that she was focused on her daughter's dreams, but she still has some stuff coming out for her fans. So, I mean, it's a big ups to her. I mean, she she's doing her thing. She took a step back and did what she had to do. She's doing what she got to do for her daughter. I wouldn't say that she fell back, because that's what simple-minded people say. I would say that
she fell forward.
Yeah, she fell forward. That's what I say. You never hear me saying that I fell back or anything like that, because, I mean, you got to think about it. A negative mindset would say I have to fall back. Why is falling back an option? Why doesn't anybody tell you to fall forward? So I could definitely say that she just fell forward into another little path, into her daughter's path to help her daughter grow. So big ups, big ups.
Right, that's the thing. You know, it's, you know, everybody, some people so stuck in, you know, some of these rappers, they feel, artists, period, they feel so compelled to, you know, having to live up to these fans' expectations, and they might not want to have to put out more music. It might be content with what they already put out, but because of the fans, that's where, you know, they get, it kind of leads those folks to go back into it. Although, you know, they want to just live life. So allow, I mean, the woman slowly make that transition. Allow her, because obviously you see that the fact that she felt that, you know, and that she fell away from doing stuff a little bit, you see what the product of it is, her daughter making some moves now. So people, like you said, people look at these two negatively, get the wrong kind.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Alaric Camel in the chat room. I see you. What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. We got to see,
what's
I see
up,
a bunch of guests in and out, too. I'm sorry, guests, like, no, I saw y'all in. And then shout out to everybody listening to the show via everywhere else as well. Oh, I got a secret, too. One thing I want to tell you from the beginning to tomorrow, the news. Another craziest one come out. We're about to release a big up to Blog Talk for doing that. Shout out to Blog Talk for catch up times. We'll be releasing a new player soon. So especially a lot of y'all that go to, it comes directly to our radio station site, and you want to listen to the show, you know, you'll actually be able to listen to the show from your phone without having to go to iTunes and stuff, and it'll be making it more easier to listen to it live and whatnot, because it's going to be mobile friendly. So you're going to love the new player when it comes out. If I've already checked it out, I'm totally in love with it, and it's even going to be a more interactive player as well. So y'all wait till it comes out. It's rough the hoopla that, you know, they've been telling me.
Yeah.
And big RC BX, what's up, BX25? So,
what's up?
Yeah, so we got some more stuff on the burner as far as for the hot mess, hot news. Next story, y'all already know, it's coming from my favorite website. I swear, I think this is my favorite news website in the world, because I love the foolishness that goes over here. No one really talks about it, and that's what my job is, to come talk about the stupid foolishness that goes on. All right, so this first story from there, which is extra hilarious to me, apparently this is going on in Clinton, Kentucky. A suspect tries to hide in mud after a pursuit. And this happened around 2 a.m. on Sunday. A woman came home to find a man at her front door. According to the sheriff, Sheriff Mark Green, the man had busted into the door and stole a TV, jewelry, and other miscellaneous items. He said the suspect got in the vehicle, drove away from the woman's home, and the woman then called the authorities. All right, so to go in a little more, I said, too, the deputy's office, Sergeant Ben, responded. He said that the woman had told him that the suspect was in a Ford F-150 with an Illinois. Look at that, Illinois. That's pretty close to Michigan. See what's going on up there. It's good up there, Terry. For Illinois license plate. And he spotted the truck on the highway of 703. The vehicle pursuit began for about a mile. It ended when the suspect drove the truck into a deep ravine. The Green said at one point the suspect stopped in the middle of the road and told the officer to not come any closer. After the wreck, the officer chased the suspect on foot. And with the canine handy, they ended up apprehending the suspect after the perimeter was set up, and they ended up finding the suspect located in a creek covered in mud. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so yes, this idiotic thing was started first with burglary, and then fleeing and evading the police, and then resisting arrest and warning endangerment has cost his man $25,000.
Whoa.
Okay, well, so, yeah. Wow, what do I have to say about that? Well, let's see. This is the second. Let's see, $25,000. Why does this sound so familiar to me? Oh, yeah, the other day on this show on Monday. That's why, because some idiot on Monday, it cost up $25,000. It know what? In the church, you rarely hear this. You missed it, because you know usually when you don't hear it, we usually are talking about criminals that do these dumb things. This is a cop, a sheriff at that, who did this dumb, idiotic thing on Monday. And this is kind of flashback to that for people that missed it. This guy decided that the guy in front of him at McDonald's was taking too long, so he got out of the car and went and held his gun up to the guy.
Wow. Talking about issues.
Yes, and he didn't get his order, by the way. And he was caught on camera outside of McDonald's. And that guy named McDouble, which he probably just getting McDouble and maybe, like Keith said, he's probably getting a sweet tea too, so $2. You know, you're talking about $2, and this dude for to pay $25,000 for that.
Crazy.
Crazy. People do.
People do crazy stuff, man. And half of the stuff doesn't even get reported. But, yeah, about that officer, I feel that too many people be caught up in their jobs too much, and then they develop some type of mental stage, and they, I don't know. I just feel like some of them people should be reviewed, because you got them, you know, like a lot of people don't know, like a lot of officers have to have like a certain amount of people, so I hear, that they stop. Like you have to have so many stops a day. So sometimes they're just pulling people over just to say that they did it. And then they're mentally messed up.
Well, he just pulled somebody over. He just happened to be.
He just snapped. Exactly.
He just mad because he figured, you know, that's another one of them times where an officer takes the law into his own hands and he abuses the law and abuses his power of being a police officer. But at the end of the day, justice will prevail, and it did prevail. It cost him $25,000 for goddamn double cheeseburger. I'm just saying. Those dogs ain't never been that good. The offer grade, put myself online for $25,000, y'all. This guy's an idiot.
He's a true idiot.
And by the way, that's not even a fine. That was his bail. That's what his bail was set at. His bail was set at $25,000. So we don't even know what that was going. What's going to further lead into? All right. So we're gonna go to the next guy. This guy's just as stupid. Now, you know, some of y'all, you know, most of y'all that's listened to the show has played the game Pac-Man. If you ain't played it, you know somebody that played Pac-Man at least, or you at least know how it goes. So just kind of those of y'all who don't know, was in a ditch somewhere, maybe in that creek where the guy was hiding from the police at. Pac-Man, of course, you know, you go around the game and you munching up dots. And you trying to, why you trying to munch up dots? You trying to watch out for the ghosts and whatnot. Now, this is hilarious. I don't know about y'all. Y'all see the dark humor in this, but you can go ahead and get into this story and why that Pac-Man story has anything to do with this. All right, so an Orangeburg man has been arrested after he was found with a Pac-Man video game filled with marijuana. Sheriff deputies say 40-year-old Luis Tyler was arrested Tuesday and charged with trafficking marijuana after an undercover investigation by local and federal authorities. to go into that a little more for those of y'all want to know what the heck is going on with this. Authorities say that Tyler had a full-size Pac-Man arcade game with 55 pounds of marijuana inside. Tyler's bond was set on Wednesday at $75,000. It wasn't known if he had an attorney. Wow, y'all. And they showing the picture of the Pac-Man game with the marijuana. I mean, this dude, I don't know what to say. He just got caught up and the police caught him. But this is what happened. He apparently, wow. I guess it makes perfect sense. Pac-Man got the munchies, put the marijuana inside the Pac-Man game. Who's going to think to look in there? That makes perfect sense. So. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Tara, what do you have to say about that?
it's crazy. In a Pac-Man video game, though?
Arcade game, like an arcade machine. He took the freaking marijuana and hid it in there.
He tried, creative mindset, but come on, man. I mean, I don't know. Some things, the effort that people put in to do certain things, I would wonder why they're not putting in that same effort to actually have something legit to where they won't be put in these situations. That's all. Like, you literally thought all of that through, but you couldn't shoot. You had that much hustle and motivation and determination in yourself to... Yeah, I ain't never heard of that before. Just, you know what I'm saying, stuff in a video game, arcade, you know? So I'm like, okay.
High stuff everywhere. You know, the one day everybody always makes a joke about, man, they got it, they get the money in the couch. You know, they always say stuff like that all the time. So, yeah, but that still is just funny because it's like Pac-Man got the munchies, marijuana's inside the Pac-Man game. He just... $75,000, man. It's kind of messed up, man. Wow. And this is shout out to my boy Bill BX25 on Fixes Magazine because this is right down the street for you, basically. South Carolina. They own the extra crazy in South Carolina, man. I don't know what to say.
Well,
so, yes, oh, my God. All right, so what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go to another music break, and then we'll be back for our last guest live. Your boy says J. Terrell Lamont. We're going to talk about some other stuff besides the crazy people on television, Chris, and things. That's a big news. Okay, so we're going to go to our throwback track of the days about Shanice. You know, I'm going to the song and say it itself. I ain't going to say what the song name is. The song's going to say it for you.
We'll be right back. beef in a girl like me. Sonny, you the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the thunderclouds start moving. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Cher, did I ever tell you,
I love your sweat.
Oh,
we're
man. Back. We're back, man. That's one of my favorite, that's one of my favorite songs of all times. All times. It's 90s R&B. Man, I just had to sketch with somebody the other day about it. About 90s R&B. And just, man, how, you know, just how powerful, man. Like, as far as, if I had to pick my favorite era of music and favorite genre in era combined, I don't care, hands down. I don't care, hands down, anybody got to say to me, is 90s R&B. 90s R&B just, you know, that was when they gave me the umph, but they weren't like, you know, it was still kind of poetic in how they said it stuff still. But they were freaky. But they were still poetic a little bit how they said stuff. It wasn't quite raunchy yet, like some of the stuff. Like, I'll be keeping 10,000. I don't care nobody got to say, but every girl can say what they want to say. But at the end of the day, you really take the time and think about it, you really realize, okay, maybe he wanted something because, you know, I didn't keep it real. You know, Miguel, I like Miguel's music. You know, I like Miguel's music. But that new song he got, How Many Dreams Would It Take? Get home with me. I mean, to me, that's not go hard, but what does not go hard about it is the concept. Basically, I'm sitting here thinking about, dang, I got to figure out how to get this girl drunk so I can get her home. And, you know, girls are swearing now,
I mean, anytime, you know what he said? Shit, I'm going to take anybody two drinks.
But if a guy come out and say that to him, they're going to say that, you know, they're going to try to say something like, hey, he's just trying to get me drunk and take me home or not. But you over here, when that's all you listen to, you know, you encouraging these guys to think that way too. So, Have you had your songs like that now? Be about that. Like, let's figure out how long it's going to take to get this woman drunk and get her home. That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. But
exactly.
It's all it is just Miguel just singing that. You know, just because of Miguel's voice now, it's all right. But 90s R&B, you got stuff like it was still freaky, but they knew how to do it right. It was still kind of, all right, if it be freaky, but I'm not going to give you two. I'm going to make you think a little bit like, hey, it's a throw-ass metaphor. Like, perfect one, R. Kelly. That's a perfect one.
You remind me of my G. I wanna ride.
Hey.
Like my son. Yeah, you know, you gotta go all day. He was using metal. This dude was using metaphors, like throwing you out, like, okay, you remind me of, I understand, I wanna, you know, it's like, hey, I wanna ride it. It, you know, that could be anything. And even the album version of the song, he did come out and say, I want to ride that pussy or whatever. Now,
right.
You know, people come down and say it like that. Now, they like straight pussy and all that other crap. And don't get me wrong, I still listen to some stuff, but I be thinking about, you know, in the 90s R&B. Yes. Don't get me wrong, I love music from all over the place. Like, I love some of the old school stuff, and it'd be something, but some of the stuff, like the 90s and just the tempos of the songs of the 90s and whatnot, I can sit here, I keep playing clips. I just perfect stuff in the 90s that just go along with what I'm talking about. I can keep playing clips while I'm sitting here still talking to y'all, and just let y'all know, in this case, y'all just ain't figured out some of the stuff in the 90s. Not everything is You Remind Me of My Jeep. It's a perfect example of 90s R&B at its best right here. It's a perfect example of 90s R&B. You can't tell me when that song comes on, it does not get you live. If you don't get up and start doing the goddamn running in or something. Yeah, they gonna somebody gonna front me and try to act like they don't know that they don't know. Like when you hear that song, tell me you do not get up and start. You do not want to automatically just want to get up and start doing a run a minute or something, or act like you got a microphone in your hand.
Have you ever looked so fun?
Yeah, see, yeah, we'll be here all day getting fun. we just talking about a classic R&B person for the 90s earlier in the show. I mean, Usher. No, he's a perfect example. You know, he has stuff like Nice and Slow. I mean, that's a perfect one. Let me take you to a place of nice and quiet. You know what I mean? That song is perfect. That's a perfect version. Another example of 90s R&B in its full effect greatness. And, I mean, but of course, there are also flops. Of course, there's always flops in every era, but 90s R&B is so much all day long. And, yeah, shout out to 90s R&B. I'll be here all day. Yeah, I'll be here all day reminiscing stuff. Do not get me started. I do not need any help. I mean, that's a perfect example. One of the greatest people of all time was...
Hey, that's just my jam. No, but you want
to try. But they don't act like they don't know, sir. They don't act like they don't know, though.
You remember me and
the
band, we fell in love.
Fell in love.
Young again. Do you remember me?
You know, they go up there.
Hey,
what's
up about that?
See, some people might sleep on this and might think, like, I don't know what this is about. You know, they try to hate for lip syncing. Not everybody mama doing it now. And they got hated on for lip syncing.
I really mean that much to you?
I mean, this is still, and if they out, I mean, whoever was singing, doing the singing, it don't matter. They were still going hard. I mean, y'all can say what y'all want to say, Jenny was lip syncing. But hell, even the rappers are lip syncing now, so. I gotta let it come in just because y'all know what it is. Y'all gotta start here. Just every time.
Mm-hmm.
here we go.
Girl, you know
it's true. Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
I love you.
Yes, you know,
yes, you know it's true.
Oh, 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 oh,
I love you.
Okay, okay, okay. One more. I got one more. That is first example of the 90s. Nah, that's like every woman anthem is like this song is coming up next.
I
and if you spread, it's not, you lie.
Be in your way. So I go, but I know I'll think of you.
Everybody that can sing, I'm trying to sing this song.
The way. And
we'll always love you.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, hold on, hold on. No, because somebody going so rocking me and tell me, no, that's, come on, that's not every woman's answer. Okay, so, all right, y'all caught me. Now, live, tell me, this ain't every woman's answer right here. Okay, one more. I lied, one more. Now, I said something about being freaky, but this was
waiting this too long. Finally, you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out.
That son is probably responsible for some of the kids born today. That is probably responsible for half of the babies made in the 90s. That song right there. I don't care what you tell me. That song was straight in your face, straight to the point. Hey, girl, flex is tied up, you know what? So, yes. I mean, I just gave y'all a perfect example of the 90s and how it just does, what kind of moves are being made from 90s R&B. That's always going to be the era, man. You know, music, period, you know, it's always great music, period. But personally, that's my favorite era of music. Terror.
Yeah, the 90s, baby. That's where it's at. I wish people made music like that, like, to this day. People don't, though. I don't believe a lot of music is real music nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, of course, music does evolve. I mean, we're not being some old folks and say, music, like, you know, like I said, I listen to a little bit of everything. But I'm just saying, personally, I love R90s R&B because they just knew how to do it. They were still very sexual, but they were, yeah. What's up, old Rudolph? What's up, old Rudolph? I see he's on. I gotta bring his warming up his line. Oh Lord! Oh, Rudy!
Oh Lordy Jesus, Lordy help me! What?
What's up, man?
I finally got off work early enough to talk to your ass. How you doing, you son of a bitch?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing more than great.
I see you got your shit all together and got all fancy on me.
Oh, man. Not really. You know, it's a little side. They ain't really fancy.
I remember back in the day when you was up here doing your thing and none of these hot women would like call you, but now who's that you talking to?
Actually one of my co-hosts right here, man. You had not got a chance to come meet her.
You got co-hosts now?
Yes, I have two co-hosts. This is one of them here. This is Tara Lamone.
Mother, oh, pardon my French, man. Miss Tara Lamone.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm well. I'm blessed.
Look, that's good. I knew Mr. Dusk there back in the day when he used to like take shipments of 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey in the mail.
Wow.
Yes, I would gladly take another bottle. I would gladly take another shipment in the mail.
he thought it was a bomb, but when he opened it up, it was the shit.
Yeah, okay, so the way he talked about it, man, it must be good, y'all. When I taste it, I'm telling y'all, I mean, that really is like,
it's an acquired.
The way he hyped it up is worth his hype. You know, I would tell you it was like.
It's the best.
It is sweet, but it'll get you right. It will get you right. It's sweet, but it will get you right just the way you want to.
Yeah, it's the bestest cheap whiskey in the world. But how I swear I ain't heard you. I ain't. Get a little to my mail and stuff, and I can see how big you're getting, opening up big old fancy membership boards and all this crap, and got all crazy. And I thought I'd just call in and say hi.
Man, I'm glad to see you in the building, man, and just showing love. You know, of course, like you say, you've been a person, and you go back to
back in olden days,
man. Back in BTR and chat room, always crashed and all. Oh my god! And he would sneak into the chat room 10 different ways or whatnot. Yeah, back when them doubles.
Oh yeah, they didn't know. They didn't know I'm an 84-year-old white fuck from Indiana. They didn't get. But
yes, it was fun, man. I mean, yeah, I mean you. Like I said, it's just, you know, every time you came through, you know, people knew you. When you came through, people knew that you was in the show.
Your beautiful woman you have on here now might not know. I used to be a Blog Talk Radio legend back in the day.
Yes, wow. he was a legend. When your show came on, you knew his show came on, and people were, and I mean, if he was going to a show, people would follow him to that show. They'd be like, okay, hey, I'm about to go to Steady J's show. Whoever was in his chat room would come all the way out of his show and come over here. That's what he was doing.
We would load this chat room up. It'd be packed to the gills. Steady J would let me come on there and play some Parliament and some Alexander O'Neill and some... What Freakazoids, robots, Midnight Star, be playing all kinds of shit on his show. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. I've been drinking, Seti. I'm sorry.
I know. We're a family-friendly show. Okay. Now I'm done lying to myself. But, the one I like about Chick is he would always play on the guitar for us with the two terror. It would be, he would play some guitar, and you're like, okay. He would throw me off. He would make sometimes he would make up songs. out the blue or no one. It would just throw you off, and it was just so much fun. And
remember when all
you know, Rudy, I want to touch on you. You know, you definitely deserve this, man. And I'm gonna go. I'm gonna put it out there too. I'm gonna put it out there. Y'all know me. As I'm a person, I do not hold back what I gotta say. Rudy, you know one of the problems, one of the things is back then that's different now versus then.
No,
people did not show love to each other. They used to, you know, like you said, you would come from a chat room, and you would have everybody from that chat room come over there and follow you, and we would all just come go travel to each other's shows all day. Not everybody's trying to be a celebrity now, and now they're like, well, I'll go to the show when I want to go to the show.
Steady.
You know, I'm worried about my show and becoming a star. I'm not really worried about going to other people's shows.
I these people out here, they think they're on the real radio. You know what I'm saying? Seti, you got this here is like a hobby to you. You got like this other stuff going. And
it's a hobby, but at the same time, it's not at the same time. I think there's a difference. But like you're saying, I take it serious, but at the same time, I still connect the people with it. That's the difference between me and other people. They don't understand that the reason why the show has been successful is because I'm still trying to connect with the people and not trying to just be on the show just to be famous.
Oh, mm-hmm. Seti, you's famous. You was like the most famous. Because I was on trying to troll some other shows tonight, and I saw that you was on and you had 4 minutes left, and I went, I'm going to call Seti and see if he remembers my old drunk ass.
Oh, man, I remember, you know, that's the thing. I always remember you all, man. Whenever y'all come through, I didn't just feel y'all presence when y'all come through. As soon as I saw you, I said, oh, Rudy in the chat room. What? man, it's not, you know, and it's sad because, Terrence, you'll never get this, you know, you'll never get to see the love, you know, the love when people, you know, when we all really band together and show love to each other's shows, how impactful, how much more powerful these shows would be if they did that.
It was family
and
back.
Terrence, you don't really get to see, you'll never get to see that because, like you said, everybody over here is just trying to be, most of the people are here just trying to be famous. There are some now, I will say that there are some shows that still show each other love. Glass Your Thoughts, that's the show that's an example. I love them because we were all bounce back and forth to each other's shows. Like, for instance, I would go to their show on Monday, and then we'll come over there. And sometimes we'll carry a topic that started over there and come bring it on to this show when it starts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the very few shows that there's some people they come through every sprinkle and whatnot. As far as I'm going to say this, as far as people who are newer hosts, there's some newer hosts that, you know, put it on blast that, you know, they feel that, you know, they're like, yeah, support. And then I come support their show that I never see them. They're like, oh, well, I'm just too tired. But your show comes on the same time my show. But when your show is usually on, your show was on the time that I took my show, so now all of a sudden you too tired to come through. You know,
no, I opened a pizza shop there, Seti.
I remember you telling me about that. I think it was on Goofy Bones show, you telling me about that.
Yeah, it was like 2008. No, 2010, August. I had to quit doing my shows because the pizza shop took all my time, and so I just turned into like a troll, but... I took like an hour off work tonight and went to the liquor store and bought some booze just so I could sit down and relax tonight. And then I saw you on there. I was like, I love that guy. I said, I'm calling that some. Well, first I hopped in your chat room. I said, what if that fucker remembers me? I'm calling. And when I called, I could see you saw me in your chat room. And you started.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, da-da-da-da. See, that's the thing. People not observing, like, that's nothing. Even if I don't type in there, I'm watching the chat room. That's what people don't realize. I watch the chat room. Especially it's too easy now. We didn't have it back in the day, back when we first started, now they have this chat room in the switchboard. I remember you had to open up another window. They had to add a chat room in one window. They had to have some
third window going.
And, oh, my God, that was a hot mess. And you remember the old BTR switchboard.
And if the boys couldn't handle the shit, get the fuck out to the outhouse because old daddy's front. Oh. That's how that works. Hey, you can get all this fan. Heck, back then when me and old Seti was doing our shit, we used to have to take calls through a tin can and a string.
That's the Campbell's cans. That's the Campbell's soup cans, though. Wow. Oh,
yeah. Well, I had to get the Showboat spaghetti.
Oh, but man, man, shoot, you know, as we get ready to come to the close here in a bit, man, I just want to just tell you once again, man, it's definitely a pleasure having you come through because, like I said, I mean, you're another one of the people that go back in the day, the people back. Like Sweet D Love, you, Goofy Bone, DJ Smells So Good, all these different people, DJ Smells So Good came through last week. I mean, it's a lot of y'all, man. Y'all show, like, a lot of the classics show so much love. And that's crazy is that's a lot of the ones that always been showing love.
Hey,
so big ups to the ones that still do that.
Who was that chick from Australia? They used to call
her. Oh, you're talking about Miss Tasha Triple X.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she called him about a couple months ago. I was like, look, I got that Australian voice again.
She was fun. I freaked her out one night when I told her about her plane jumping all over the place. I go, haven't had to go. I used to be somewhat of a world-renowned internet psychic.
Yes, I was about to mention that. He had this segment called Drunk Psychic Readings, and he would drink from the bottle and...
they were good because old Miss Tasha Triple X, she was like freaking out when I was reading her with the bottle.
he was dead on.
No, I told her what day she was leaving Australia, and she about shit her pants. And then she wanted to know.
I mean, he was on top. He was on his game.
I watched a lot of. Sylvia Brown on TV. I know how to read people now. But
Sylvia Brown, classic.
That fucking horse-faced cunt. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, so man, go ahead. You know, since you're on here and whatnot, man, go ahead and give a free plug for your pizza shop, man. Let everybody know. That way, they in the area, they can definitely come get a slice.
Okay. You and the beautiful lady you have on here. I've been drinking and I forgot your name, but if you tell me like now, I'll remember it forever.
Taryn Lamond.
What'd she say?
Taryn Lamond.
Taryn Lamond.
Oh, look. I'm just going to call you Hot Baby.
Okay.
If y'all show up in Plainfield, Indiana. Ever walk into my pizza shop and say, "Oh, Reuter." Well, Seti J just got to walk in and say, "I'm Seti J," and park his ass and just wait. He'll get waited on. because old Scooter bitch will come out there and just, she'll say, "Who's out there sitting down?" I'll say, "That's Seti J." And because we actually at our pizza shop, we've got like a 38 double X on standby that will come in for our special customers and just walk out there topless and serve their pizza. So when Seti J walks in, that's what he gets. As long as he says, "I'm Seti J."
Wow.
A little pizza shop out in Plainfield, Indiana called Rockstar Pizza. You guys can Google it. Don't go to Yelp. Yelp sucks because they want to, like, take money to, like, move, like, crap off and give you, like, fake positive reviews. UrbanSpoon.com. Look up Rockstar Pizza. We got a nice pizza shop out there in Plainfield, Indiana. It's the best ever. But the tax man got hold of us, Indiana State Tax. They put a sticker in the door and said, can't open up till you pay the tax. So we've been closed for like 2 weeks. And I've been like selling my ass trying to get some money, but it's kind of hard. You know, it's kind of hard to raise up about 10 grand with $20 hand jobs, you know. The reason I don't charge 10 jobs, 10 bucks a hand job is because I got to work twice as hard to get there. So, for 20. Seti?
Yes, I'll give you four. Oh, my God.
Five. What? How about you, baby? Oh, never mind. But we're going to be opened up next Saturday. What we dealing with the tax man here, and it's actually a tax lady, friggin' 70 miles west of us. And we have to drive all the way out there, and like, Miss Hot Lady, ma'am, can I ask you a question, like a personal question?
Yeah, you can ask it. I'm not gonna guarantee
your
answer.
Well, I got a poppy. Okay, here, I'll ask you this. So, if I was to like, you know, like what's that movie about South Central? Not the Wayans Brothers one, because that's my favorite movie ever. But the other one,
that was
with the brothers that made it, and
the original, not the one that's Wayans Brothers made, but the one that was.
Prick off that knuckle.
Talking about Don't Be a Menace.
Yes. Yes, that one.
Oh, okay, got you.
Not the one about the gin and juice, but just that straight one. But you know the guy come up there and he say you suck your dick for a cheeseburger. You know what's the woman equivalent of that for a cheeseburger?
Woman.
Yeah. To a man, like tell him you want to suck his dick for a cheeseburger, it's like a nice verbal contract. You got the cheeseburger, you got the dick, you got the mouth. It's going to do the sucking. So, but hey, Seti, is this going in the archives?
Yes, it is.
It's good stuff. Well, it's good from my point of view, but I apologize if any of your listeners. But can you? What's the woman equivalent of that? If I walked up to you with a cheeseburger and we had to do like that same scene, what would it be? Hold on. Hold on a second. If it was that same scene, what would it be?
Okay, well, a female would probably, you know, females have mouths too. So I'm thinking a female.
Wait, okay, hold on a second. No, I'd have the cheeseburger. Okay, I'd walk up to you and I'd say, I'd suck your, and here's my cheeseburger. You know, if I was like one of them queer sexual cocksuckers, I'd walk up to Seti J. I think he just let me do it for nothing because.
Oh my gosh. He is funny.
I'm drunk right now, ma'am. So I've been drunk. I've got like a half gallon of port, and I'm about a third of the way through it. So.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, I'll give you one more chance. Say you was hollering at somebody, because if I was hollering at somebody and I was trying to piss them off, I'd say, yo, fucker, suck my dick. What would you tell somebody in that situation?
I don't think I'd shout anything like that, but if it was to go the other way around, a female would probably be like, F you, eat my, you know.
Eat your what?
What you think?
Shit, hole, toe, titty, what?
Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy.
You'd want somebody to take the time, not just to suck your whatever and run off. You'd want them to take the time to sit down, put a napkin on, and just look at that thing and, like, slice it up real nice and neat and eat it.
Not slice anything. That sounds painful.
Well, not parting the lips out of the way, you know, and like taking the time and just eating it, or you want to just suck my clit, motherfucker, and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, it'd be like.
Oh my God!
Did I say something wrong?
I needed that laugh of the day. I needed that laugh.
Don't erase this shit. This is like
I'm
my.
Not, I'm not. I'm not. Exactly. I'm about to talk about the whole Facebook and Twitter. Please leave. I'm not.
Hey. Know what the best part of my life has been the last year and a half? You ever Googled yourself?
Yep,
I do. As narcissistic as that, I do that constantly.
You got to, because you got to protect the trademark. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I Google old Reuter every once in a while just to try to like see if I was really a person or something, and then every time I Google it, I will stumble on a page on your website that says old Reuter's page.
Yeah,
ain't been on it yet, but it's there. I'm like, ah, said he still loves me.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you type your name in, matter of fact, exactly what you're saying. You type your name in, like on to Google search. Yeah, it shows. That's why it's one of the first things. It's on the first page.
Yeah, put me a good picture on there so people will see what kind of hot. What, Miss Ma'am? See, how big is your booty? She got a big booty. Huh?
Oh my gosh.
Nothing?
Oh my God. On that note, we're going to roll on now. I'm go ahead and let you guys know if y'all miss any parts of the show, especially those of y'all listen to the archives. Oh man, y'all need to tell everybody they missed. When they listen to the show live, they missed this part of the show. So y'all definitely try to check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Mm-hmm. It is on iTunes for free as well. To type in Life Is Just Live.
If I'm somewhat of a Blog Talk Radio legend, Ceddie J, it is like Jesus.
Oh,
you know it's funny? Goofy Bone them call me that on their show. On their show now, I'm apparently, my new moniker on their show is the Black Jesus.
They said you dropped my name on Goofy Bone. He knows me.
Yeah, so...
I said something kind of crazy on YouTube one day on Goofy Bone's show, and it's on the YouTube.
I gotta go see that.
I know. Here, okay. Don't hang up yet. Don't end your show. I'll find it for you. Hold on. I got no
luck. Get by the information, so yeah, y'all can check it out. They also check the show out on TuneIn Radio app too. You go to the TuneIn Radio app. You can search it on your app market. It's on BlackBerry, iPhone, Androids, and all of those. Just type it in there. Bam, and you can listen to the show from there. Just type in Life or Dust Live. You can favorite that station and listen to the show whenever you want to on there. Of course, you can check me out on Twitter. That's Ceddie J Dust. That's CEDDY, letter J D U S K S.
Ceddie,
and then
hold on.
Also, it's on Facebook, same way. Instagram, same way. Cameron, let them know how they can find you.
Ooh, what? I got a Twitter account. I want to know both your fucking Twitter shits.
Ceddie J Dust. CEDDY, letter J D U S K.
Uh-huh, and my Twitter account is Tara Lamon. It's T-A-R-Y-N-L-Y-Y-M-O-N.
Oh, what the fuck? That sounded Arabic to me. Do that again real slow. I'm drunk.
Okay. Okay. T-A-R-Y-N-L-Y-Y-M-O-N.
What the fuck? That's like stuff off.
Oh my God! I don't know how they can find you on Instagram, Taryn.
Taryn Lamont is Taryn TARYN_LYYMON. Everybody.
Oh shit! Okay, was that thing without the underscore like Twitter?
Yeah, the second one without the underscore was Twitter.
The second one was like that new wave shit because. I think all the old people are just getting to Twitter right now, you know, like me. I'm 84 years old. I'm turning 85 on May 6th.
Hey, there you go.
I know you like a
spring
chicken.
I know. What the? I get in a day, I had like a 12-inch chubby, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Right now, it's like about a, it's got like a much of pliable meat to it. And so you can like take it like some Play-Doh and like work it around a little bit, you know, but I don't know how much you're getting unless you want a foot for some Viagra or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, but.
I swear to God,
man.
Something off like Game of Thrones. Terra nil wina mom.
Terra mom.
Hey, lady, if Miss May, she, Seti, hey, don't listen. Cover your ears, ma'am. Seti, she's like the hottest woman I've ever heard on your radio show.
Oh.
He's trying to get me in trouble. You was trying to get me in trouble because I answer that question, you get me in trouble. I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it to me. Hey, just like your favorite.
You know, they're going to come after me.
Hey,
Tara is bad, though. Tara is ultra bad. I will say that.
Thank you.
You're going to get half the music there by the show. What you say?
Hey, listen, it took me like 20 minutes to figure out what my password on was, like the Twitter. Can I do my Twitter, and I promise I'll leave you alone, Mr. Seti J, sir?
Yes, sir.
I think it's O-L underscore R-O-O-T-E-R. You know? I know.
Boom,
somebody else has followed me. I got like 6 followers now. I'm popular.
Oh.
I know, what the hell? I hope one of them's a chick, because when I put that picture of me blasting my 85-year-old nutbag all over my keyboard, I don't...
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got lots of girl following you. She's pretty big.
Nah.
Everybody knows her in the late night.
She's a fucking whore.
Oh, you would give me a trouble. Okay, on that note, y'all, we are rolling on now. Remind you. And everything you do, remember, when there's a J, or there's
a T.
Or there's a Rooter.
She got it.
Or when there's a U, there is a way. Yeah. I want you to sit there with the balls of 10 high.
You know, they quit making like 10 high, and I have to like hunt around like 3 counties here to try to find some of the old stock, because they turned it into a blend. It's not like that straight sweet stuff that I sent you anymore.
Oh, man, what the hell are they thinking?
They fucked it up. They sold it because they figured it was some cheap booze. So they went, if it's cheap, let's make it cheap. And they did that, and then it fucked it up. But I got a place. Remember that travel bottle I sent you?
Yes.
The, I can only buy bottles that are twice as big now. I don't know how I'm going to send them to you.
There's a way. I'm pretty sure you'll find a way.
Seti, you the man. I'll leave you alone. Thank you for remembering me.
Oh, problem, aww, man. You know, it's always good to chill with old Sam.
Thank you for talking this like real hot woman to like act like I'm not like a stupid old fucking white boy.
It was a pleasure.
I'll remember the voice because that name is all fucked up. What was that? Tamalaka Makadika? Well, let me find out. There it is.
Oh my God. Mayday.
Hey, Seti, hold on a second. I'm going to make sure this shit's real. Where's my, I'm looking for this.
Oh
name,
my man. God.
I
thought you've been done that. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's already done that, right? And he hasn't, he just go now is going to go do this.
Right.
Wow.
It's at, yes, T. One more time for you. It's T-A-R-Y-N.
Space?
No space. And then it's L-Y-Y-M-O-S.
Somebody's got a space there.
No, that was on Instagram. We're talking about Twitter. It's T-A-R-Y-N.
Twitter right now. I got fuck Instagram. That's too fucking complex for me. I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
I see like this Asian chick in like a little. This is T-A-R-Y-N space L-Y-Y-M-O-N. Oh,
I don't know what he's doing. He's looking at your. He's not looking at the app part of it. He's looking
at. I'm all pink. Ooh, she's pretty.
Like all right, now we rolling out.
You like that dark lip? Okay, now look. Oh, Detroit, you're only about 6 hours away from me.
Oh, Lord. That, though, all right, y'all, we are rolling out.
Second, hold on.